Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Bud Kind of Gimel. We are starting about the seventh line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Memsar Basibaka Moshe, Hernish, Amash, should have an Oliyah. Especially as said, Machin Misha Nishal Chacham Hutar, also somebody who asked the Chacham and he matters his nether. This is referring to a person who made nether that he's not going to cut his hair. In order to get this annulled, to have it removed, he has to go to a Chacham who now has to find a Pesach, an opening which enabled Chacham to release him from the nether. The way this works is that the Chacham has to find some sort of reason that had the person known about this beforehand who never made the nether in the first place, this Pesach. His hatter for the nether was found on Chol Hamoed, the person allowed to get a haircut. Ask the Gemara Manan Kamen, what are we referring to? Imish initial cut in the regel, if the person was ready to shoil on his nether and he got released from it before Yom Tov, lo yigalach. So he's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, he should have done so before. And Bishol lo yinishal cut in the regel, if he had not asked the Chacham before Yom Tov and it was only on Chol Hamoed that the Chacham released him, well, al yigalach, he still shouldn't be allowed to get a haircut because he should have asked the Chacham before Yom Tov. So Alakinan Kamen, rather, what are we referring to? Bishol initial cut in the regel, he did ask the Chacham before Yom Tov, but lo yimata pesach le nidrei, he didn't find the pesach for the person's nether, el beregel, except for on Yom Tov on Chol Hamoed, and so that's when he's allowed to get a haircut. Kadar of Shem Rebbe, this is just like the case of Shimon's son Rebbe, Lemote Pesach Nidroi, they didn't find the Pesach for his nether. I mean, all the Chum were trying to figure a Pesach for Shem Rebbe's nether, whatever it was, Ad Shaba Echem Zikne Agalil, until one of the Zikin from Galil came, and this time, some say, Rav Shem Belazar Hava, there's Rav Shem Belazar, and what happened? Vahav Nasav Le Min Hacho, make him Le Hacha, Nasav Le Min Hacho, make him Le Hacha, the Zakin or Rav Shem Belazar was bringing Rav Shem Rebbe from this place to that place, from that place to another place, having discussions with him, trying to find the Pesach for his nether, Adakimegoy Shimsha, until he brought him out into the sun, Mafli Manoi, he started taking the lice out of his clothing. So Amalei, they told Rav Shem Barebi, Ila Visa Yadad, if you would have known, the Hadain Saba Avalon Hachin, that this Saba, this elder, would have done this to you. Another Havisa, would you have made a nether? Amar Loin, so he told them, Loi, I never would have made my nether if I knew this would be the situation. So Vashar Lei, they released him from his nether, because that's a Pesach. Then, Vale Amrin, they asked him, meaning they asked Zakin or Shimon Elazar, Hadamananlach, how did you know this? How did you know to schlep him from here to there and there to here and make a whole Gansa Tudaloo? And that itself was the Pesach for the nether. So Malin, he responded to them, Misharis Rav Meir Yisi Bevarcha Shnaim, I was a Misharis, the attendant of Rav Meir, when he ran away twice. There's a discussion if he ran away once or just twice. Either way, he's saying, I was Rav Meir's Misharis, and I learned this from him. V'yashayim, some say, that Maklish Rav Meir Haisa Biyadai, he had the staff of Rav Meir in his hand, V'yahaisa Malam Deidas, and that taught him knowledge. In other words, he was a Talmud of Rav Meir, and he learned so much from him, it's as if he had Rav Meir's proverbial staff in his hand, meaning he had such wisdom from Rav Meir, that's the way that he knew it. We go into another discussion, Tanu, we have a Braisa, Kol Elusha Amr Mgachan Maid, all those that we said in the Mishnah, they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol Hamoed. They're also allowed to get a haircut within 3 days of Avelos, which means let's say a person had an Oinus, for example, he was put in jail, and then when they released him from jail, but it turns out that he's within the first 30 days of Avelos, one of his close relatives died. So his Braisa is telling us that he's allowed to receive a haircut then. Why? Because it's no different than getting released from jail on Chol Hamoed. He's allowed to take a haircut. Same thing, he got released from jail now, even though really, when a person's in Avelos, he's in Shloshim, the first 30 days after the close relative died. Midrabanan, he's not allowed to get a haircut. We're makel with this fellow because, again, he had an oinus. For example, he was in jail, so he's allowed to receive a haircut. Those that teach Asr, that's actually Asr for him to get a haircut. Mutter, those that teach us Mutter for him to get a haircut. Now, Amr Chazar Chista explains that actually it's not a machlokes. If it's this case that we just gave, the example was that he got released from jail and then it turned out he was within 30 days of Avelos, everyone agrees that it's Asr for him to get a haircut. So how do we explain this? Mad or Mutter, the one who holds that he's allowed to get a haircut, Bishyesham Regel. That's referring to where Yom Tov came up in the middle of Shloshim. Meaning not that he was ba'inus, that he was in jail, for example. Is that he was in Avelos, but within the Shloshim, within that first 30 days of Avelos, Yom Tov came. So it's in that situation that he's allowed to get a haircut, so he doesn't enter Yom Tov in a state of nivul. Whereas Manda Amar Asr, the one who says it's Asr, Mishain Shem Regel, that's when there's no Yom Tov. And as we had said, everyone agrees to that case. He would not be allowed to get a haircut in the middle of Shloshim, even if, let's say, he had gotten released from jail. The Gemara suggests, Masisa, Mesayel Rav Chizda, that's a proper Girsa. The following Braisa is Raya for Rav Chizda. What does the Braisa tell us? Harisha Lekvu Avelov Zacharzel. Let's say a person had Avelos jump on him and attacked him, so to speak, one after another. For example, Loyalenu, a person's child died, and then a short while later, he had yet another child die when he was still within Avelos of the first one. What is he allowed to do after the first Avelos ends, but he's still in the middle of the second one? Reza Mekel Basakin Misperes, he could lighten his hair with a knife, meaning he could take a razor and trim his hair a little bit, or with Misperes, ugly broken scissors, where each side is able to be used as somewhat of a knife, Avelov Misperayim, but he's not allowed to use regular scissors, which means he has to get a haircut with a shinoi. Now here's the question, which is going to end up being a raya for Rav Chizda. V'yasa Evel Hasheni Eitzel Rishon Kamishu Onus V'galeach. Why don't we just treat the second Avelos vis-a-vis the first one as if it's a case of Ines, and he should be allowed to get a regular haircut out with, in other words, the din that we started out with, which we had suggested, that let's say a person was released from jail and then was in the middle of Shloshim, he's allowed to get a regular haircut. Why would this not be the very same case? He had an Ines, which means he was in Avelos for his first child that died. Then in the middle of that Avelos, another child died, putting him into Avelos a second time. So when the first Avelos is over, it's like he's, so to speak, being released from jail. And even though he's in Avelos for a second second child, he still should be allowed to get a haircut because now he's released from the first one. However, the Braisa doesn't say that. It says he has to get a haircut with a shinoi. Savalayas amres al bnei kavod regel. It must be that the only hetter to get a haircut in the middle of avelos, if there's a yomtif, then he can get a regular haircut. But if it's not yomtif, it's just he's coming off of an oinus, such as being released from jail or an avelos, he's not allowed to get a haircut. However, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Bai, he asks on this, nicha b'saych shiva. This makes sense if the second avelos was within 7 days of the first one. This term shiva is like what we call shiva. A person's nifter, so that first week is called shiva. So we just said, makes sense, if the second avelos happened within 7 days of the first one, so he's not allowed to get a haircut. But b'saych shloishim, would you say that applies even if it happened within 30? Why is that? Because Hasra Rav Chananya Chavrin Drabanon, Rav Chananya the colleague of the Rabbanon, asks as follows, Vatani, we have a braisa, it tells us, Eilu dvarim sh'avel asur ben kol shiva. The following things an avel is not allowed to do within that first 7 days. And one of those things is getting a haircut. And the question is, in b'saych shloishim u'asur, if this braisa that we tried to bring as a raya for Rav Chisda is true, the one's not allowed to get a haircut in the middle of shloishim when he finished some sort of oinus, well then b'saych shiva like kol shekein, wouldn't it be obvious that within shiva, he wouldn't be allowed to take a haircut either? What's this braisa telling us? That an avel is not allowed to take a haircut within 7 days. If he's not taking within 30, he's not taking within 7. Therefore, Yud Gimel Beis on top. Lois Amris El B'Shadakvu Avelim. This braisa must have been only said when he had one avelus period after another within shiva within 7 days, and that's why he's not allowed to take a haircut like regular. Hada Amris. So this clearly tells us Shehu Mutter, that is permitted. Meaning, like what we had started out this sugya with, our original understanding before Rav Chisda came along. That's really the proper way to understand when a person comes off of an oinus, he got released from jail, or even two avelus in one after another, and the second avelus happened within shloishim, not within shiva, he's allowed to take a regular haircut, even though there's no yomtif that came about. Now, Rav Matanya just further clarifies, Manda Amar Asur, the one who had said that it's Asur to take a haircut, that was in the Braisa quoted previously, what's that referring to? Kedarkiv Misparayim. It just means he's not taking a haircut like regular with scissors, he has to do with a shinoi. Continue to discuss things that may or may not be done in these times, Chalmayit and Avelos, Safam and Atil Siparnayim, what about trimming the mustache or cutting one's fingernails? So, Istanayatani, Beregel, Mutter, Uba Evel, Asur. There are those that say that when yomtif comes up in the middle of Avelos, so he's allowed to trim his mustache and cut his fingernails, but by Avelos he's not allowed to, whereas Isra'el Tani, those who teach the opposite, Beregel Asur Ube'evil Mutter. When Yom Tov comes up, he's not allowed to, but during Avelos, he is allowed to. Now we clarify these two sides, Mandor and Beregel Mutter, the one that says that when Yom Tov comes up, he's allowed to, what's that referring to? B'she'ashem Regel, when there's a Yom Tov in the middle of Avelos. But Ube'evil Asur, when he says in the middle of Avelos, it's Asur, that means B'she'ashem Regel. If there's no Yom Tov in the middle of Avelos, he's not allowed to trim his mustache or cut his fingernails. Whereas Mandor and Beregel Asur, according to the other Mandor, that Beregel it's Asur, why is that? B'she'ashem Arama, because we're afraid of Arama, trickery. We're afraid the person's going to say, oh, I'm allowed to cut my fingernails on Chol HaMoed, so he's just going to wait till then to do so and not cut them beforehand. Whereas Be'evil Mutter, the reason why it'd be Mutter on Avelos, that's B'Shein Shom Arama, because we're not afraid of Arama. We're not afraid a person's going to make something up like this and delay because a person can't plan for Avelos. What's a halacha? Reb Chiya Bar Ashi says B'Shein Rav, halacha k'devei mishu mekel kan vikan. The halacha is like the one who's mekel over here and there, meaning both regarding Avelos and Chol HaMoed. Whereas B'Shein Bar Abba says B'Shein Rishu Ben Levi, halacha k'devei mishu mekel behalchas Evel. The halacha is like the one who's mekel by halchas Avelos. Now Rav Amar, he says, Safam kentil sipranayim l'chol davar. Trimming the mustache is like cutting fingernails in regards to everything. I mean, just like a person allowed to cut their fingernails when they're long in their ma'os, same thing with the mustache. Now, Amar Yirmiyah, he clarifies, Ubavad benoitais, that's only if they're leaning, meaning if the hairs of his mustache are leaning over his lip, going into his mouth, and he's not able to eat properly, only then he's able to trim them. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman says, B'shem Ruchanina, Zug balafnei Rebbe, there's a pair of people that came to Rebbe, B'safam kentil sipranayim, they asked about trimming the mustache and cutting the fingernails, V'hitul lahem Rebbe, and Rebbe was matter for them. And Rabbi Zimun says, B'shem Ruchanina, Shnei zugas hayu. There was two pairs. Echad mi'amson ve'echad mi'yadad. One was from this place called Amson, the other one Yadad. Al echad b'safam ve'echad m'tiel supranayim. One pair was asking about a mustache, the other pair was asking about fingernails. Ritul and Rebbe mattered it for them. Kadar Shmuel Bar Abba, like the story that happened with Shmuel Bar Abba. Damches achase, his sister passed away. Vayosef mitzamei tifroi, and he was sitting cutting his fingernails during shiva. Saul Rabbi Lazar lagabe. Rabbi Lazar went to visit him. V'loike sisun, he didn't cover them. He didn't hide them from Rabbi Lazar. Whereas Saul Rabbi Nosam Bar Abba lagabe. Rabbi Nosam Bar Abba came to visit him. Ukesisun, and he did hide them. He covered them from Rav Nosson. Now, obviously, Rav Nosson noticed this, so Amar Leih, he asked him, Min kumay Rav Lazar, loikas sinun, min kumay at mechasi loin. In front of Rav Lazar, you don't hide them, you don't cover them, but in front of me, you do. So Amar Leih responded to him, Umat Savar, what do you think? Da'at chaviv alaik Rav Lazar, that you're beloved to me like Rav Lazar is? Rav Lazar and I are extremely close, and therefore, this is still considered bitsina, it's still considered in private, but you're not as close to me, therefore, it's not considered bitsina, it's not private, it's more like far hesia in the open, and that's why I have to hide my fingernails from you. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss Halachas Chol HaMoed, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.